continue to find comfort in poetry, in language, in the recognition of beauty, longing, and survival. Ada Limone.
Antonia Matthew was born in England before World War II. Her radio play, Antonia's Homefront, built around the letters she received from her father in Burma during World War II, has recently been produced on WFHB by Richard Fish and won a Gold Award in Here Now Audio Fiction and Arts Festival. She is a member of the Writers Guild of Bloomington and a student of Women Writing for Change in Bloomington, Indiana. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Antonia, what poems have you brought for us today?
Rabbit Mysteries. 1. Walk in this neighborhood and find rabbits, appearing suddenly as if from out the earth. They crouch low, noses whiffling, ears alert, round moist eyes move unblinking in all directions. A quick cropping of grass, then, startled, they vanish. 2. In one deserted yard, grass grows rabbit high, sometimes moves jerkily, here, there, here, ear tips above the blades, then gone. The grass is still. 3. At home, the forsythia bush blooms, where rabbits appear and disappear, too tangled for cats to creep through. This morning, a rabbit is there, brushing its whiskers, sits still for a moment, then, with a sense of purpose, hops across the yard, over the wood chip path, past woodpecker, finch, chickadee, at the bird feeders, till it reaches the edge of the yard, the neighbor's driveway, and crouches, ears turning, nose sniffing, for some time. Then it's gone. How? Why? And why its careful journey to this particular place? 4. Clear winter night, full moon, snow, blueness. Suddenly it is here, risen on hind legs, dancing, the longed-for moon rabbit, dancing in moon time, snow time, blue time. Come outside into the sunshine. See, spring has arrived. Purple-pink magnolia blossoms in the old tree are opening. Birds, sparrows, cardinals, finches fly to the feeders. Squirrels crouch, watching. If you come near, no, nearer, kneel down beside the forsythia bush and wait. A rabbit will appear. Nonsense, you say. No, no, it's true. If you are patient, though it seems incredible, a rabbit will appear. March 23rd, 2020. The cat and I sit on the front porch, glad for a patch of sunlight, like the tall maples across the road, their highest branches a haze of red. The cat is licking his paws, cleaning his face over and over, stopping only to watch an elderly dog led up the hill. There are no groups of dogs being walked, no slapping noise from down the street where a teenager usually skateboards, on and off the curb, on and off the curb, on, and the man at the corner isn't sitting outside. There's emptiness, filled with silence, waiting. The maples wait silently with me.
You've been listening to the poems of Antonia Matthew on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.